Give praise to our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, little and great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of two Pope martyrs of the early Church, Saint Soter and Saint Caius. The first of these saints, Saint Soter, was raised to the papacy in the year 174. During the Roman persecutions, he was a true father to his suffering flock, and like a true universal pastor, he extended his charities, according to the custom of his predecessors, even to remote churches, particularly to that of Corinth. The apostolic letter he sent to that church of Corinth and the Christians there appreciated this letter so much that this letter was found worthy to be read for their education on Sundays at their assemblies. Saint Soter had to engage also in hard battle with a heresy of Montanus, which claimed they had a gift of prophecy outside the church and new revelation from the Holy Ghost. Saint Soter ruled the church until the year 177. Our another pope saint of the day is Saint Caius, who governed the church during even more fierce persecutions. Saint Caius encouraged Saint Sebastian and the other martyrs and confessors, and having ruled 12 years, he died in the year 296. In what way can these early popes and other saints of the early church be examples to us? We should note that they did not need to put up only the persecutions of infidel emperors, but they had to suffer also the ignorance and hostility of their fellow citizens, whom they labored daily to gain to Christ. They also needed to bear all the numerous trials and dangers of so many souls in their dear flock, all of whom they bore in their hearts, and whose sufferings they felt much more severely than that of their own. We should not be surprised of these difficulties. Persecutions, backbiting, evil tongues, and worry of yours and your dear one's safety were, in reality, the special effects of the most tender love and mercy. For suffering the hatred of men, these saints used tribulations as steps by which their souls were raised to the summit of perfect virtue. We, the Christians today, we perhaps do not meet the threat of tortures and judgment seats, but we meet often with domestic and social problems, be they strifes in the family or reproaches by friends. They may be called thorns, you know, like when you grab a beautiful rose, it has reserved a nasty thorn to wound you. But thorn of life, which you suffer for the sake of Christ, produce and guard the sweetest and most beautiful flowers of faith. Like true saints, we are called to grab the beautiful rose of faith, despite the thorns which might wound you. What are these wounds compared to the cross of our Lord and to faith which guarantees us everlasting life. It's only through our impatience and unwillingness to bear suffering, if these thorns are hindrances on that path which God wants us to walk. Feasts of martyrs, like we have today, help us to understand the incomparable value of the little crosses, of which we are so apt to complain. Therefore, we can never lose sight of the saints. Those Christian heroes, of whom the world was not worthy, they all suffered and were persecuted many ways. But these crosses both purchased and ensured to them their greatest crowns and everlasting life. Never lose the sight of martyrs, for they always show you the smallness of your troubles and the greatness of God. Saint Sothers and Caius, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.